It kind of looks like a bookcase if you squint. Maybe. Not really. I might have gone a little bit wrong. We probably should have read the instructions. Fine, I should have read the instructions. But I mean, it's just a bookcase. How hard is it to build a bookcase? Very. It's not that bad. What? Oh, those are the screws that I had left over. It's not that many. It's not that many. It's a lot, isn't it? It looks so simple. I watched a YouTube video. I kind of watched a YouTube video. I was going to watch a YouTube video, but then there was a funny video of a sneezing panda, and it's not that bad. I mean, I'm sure we can put a book on it. A book. Maybe a pamphlet. Maybe a leaflet. Maybe. Well, do we really need a bookcase? I mean, I don't really. I mean, we do have a lot of books. Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. You know, you could at least hide the fact that you're laughing at me. Just, I guess I got carried away. Moving in together, building furniture. I thought it would be romantic. Yep. I completely forgot that I hate DIY. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it. It's, I thought, ugh. Oh, that is, I don't know how it's still standing up. Oh, shit. Yes, I do. I glued it. I glued it. I glued it to the floor and the wall. Well, not all of it, just the big bits. I don't know. I couldn't get the screws to line up, so I just thought, glue it. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, glue doesn't stay sticky, does it? I use this glue. Oh, industrial strength. Well, I just thought, I just, it's got a purple lid. I am hopeless, aren't I? I'm terrible. I'm just, oh, I am hopeless. I am completely hopeless. I'm a nightmare. Why are you moving in with me? I can't build a bookcase. I glued it. I glued it with industrial strength adhesive. You need a girlfriend who can build bookcases. You need a girlfriend who can paint walls without painting herself. Yes, I know they're still painting my hair. Are you sure you want to move in with me? Are you? I mean, look at that bookcase. That is what. Do you really want that? I mean, I built that and I don't want that. I love you, you know. I love you so much. But I need to tell you something. I need to tell you, and I know I've left it so late. But I can't. I'm not domestic. I'm not the domestic goddess that you think I am. I can't cook. Damn it. All those meals? Takeout. All of them. Every single one. And you know those dirty saucepans? Well, I used to pour the takeout into the saucepan and then put it on a plate. So you'd think that I cooked it. But I didn't. I can't cook. I can't even make toast. Remember that time that the fire alarm went off? That was me. I burnt toast. I forgot about it. You were kissing me and... Do you remember that time I offered to iron your clothes because you were in a rush and I didn't. I paid someone else to iron them. Well, I did try, but I burnt a hole in your favourite t-shirt. And then I had to go and get a replacement t-shirt. And then I had to age it enough so you couldn't tell the difference. You knew. You knew about the t-shirt, but not about the... You knew. You knew about the takeaways. And the ironing. And that time I set the Hoover on fire. I didn't set the Hoover on fire. I set the Hoover on fire. You didn't know about that. If you knew, why did you ask me to move in? Because you loved me. Are you sure? Because I'm not a domestic goddess. I'm a domestic nightmare. What? Where do I go to on Friday nights? Nowhere? Cooking classes? It's a secret. Only not. I hate cooking. I really hate it. I hate it so much. So why am I taking classes? Because I want to cook for you. Because I just want to. Why did I paint the bedroom? I wanted to surprise you. And you were surprised. Mostly because I was purple. It just wouldn't come out of my hair. I just want to make you happy. I try to make you happy and I just I'm not good at any of this. But I'm trying. And that's why you asked me to move in. That makes no sense. That makes no sense at all. I love you. You deserve this perfect kind of girl, you know? Someone who can cook you a 15-course meal and make a bookcase and iron your clothes perfectly and not set the Hoover on fire, because that's just... You don't want a domestic goddess. You want me. Well, you do realise that this makes you certifiable. Does this mean that I don't have to go to cooking classes anymore? That's worth a try. Actually, I'm kind of enjoying it. I didn't think that I would, but it helps that I like fire. And we started with grilling, which is basically fire. What? Oh, shut up. I'm not a pyromaniac. Slightly. Maybe we should set fire to it. The bookcase. Okay, fine, we won't set fire to it. What are we gonna do? Why are you giving me a hammer? What's this? A chisel? You want me to chisel it away from the wall? You're trusting me with a hammer? No, 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 no! You gave it to me. You can't take it back. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Why do you look so scared? Hey, we've all got to start somewhere. Hammer time! What do you mean you can't touch this? Oh, now that's just mean.